Hello, listeners of Siouxland Catholic Radio. I'm so glad you set your dials to channel 88.1 FM. You are listening to Faith in Action. It's a new show that's locally produced here in Sioux City, Iowa. And it plays every Monday at 9 a.m. It replays every Saturday at 7 p.m. I'm Joanne Fox, and I'm a Siouxland Catholic Radio board member, and I am your host for today's show. And I can't tell you how delighted I am that you took the time to tune in to our show. We have some very exciting news to talk about here, and boy, you talk about faith in action. I don't think it can be defined any better than this. And this is an exhibit that is coming to Omaha, Nebraska, and really that's just down the road from us on I-29. It is Michelangelo's Sistine Chapel. It is an internationally acclaimed touring exhibition. It's going to find its newest home at the Capitol District in Omaha. It's part of a whole new presentation. And here are dates. Please get your calendars. The exhibit will run from October 8th to January 1, 2022. But listeners, I'm going to tell you, if you think, oh, I have plenty of time to get to that, please do not hesitate. Please, please don't hesitate. You can go online to SistineChapelExhibit.com. That's where you can find the tickets. And it is so unique. And I am just tickled to have on the show with me all the way from Brazil. And I do not think that we have ever had anybody that we have talked to on this show from Brazil. So I want to welcome Martin Bialas. He is the CEO of the Los Angeles-based SEE Global Entertainment, and he is the producer of this exhibit. And Martin, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to us across the miles.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Yes, I'm currently in Brazil, but I will be back in L.A. Shortly. We are an exhibition company, like you said, based out of Los Angeles. But we also have offices in Europe and in Asia and in South America. So I am traveling quite a bit as we are producing numerous exhibits worldwide. Some of them you may have heard before, like there's the Titanic, there's King Tut, there's Frida Kahlo, there's Star Trek, and of course there is this, for example, and of course there is this, the Michelangelo Sistine Chapel exhibition that is now coming to Omaha.
And we are very excited about that. Martin, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself? Are you a native of the Los Angeles area? You mentioned that the Global Entertainment Company is based in Los Angeles.
No, actually, I was born in Germany. And then in 1975, I was an exchange student. And my first year in the United States, I spent in Grand Rapids, Michigan. And that's where I went to high school and graduated from high school. And then I liked it so much that I stayed in the U.S. I continued. I went to University of Michigan. And then in 1980, I started my first company in the entertainment industry. My partner was Michael Lang, who did the Woodstock Festival. So we ran a pretty big music management company in the 80s. We were managing Joe Cocker and Tina Turner and Liza Minnelli, and so a lot of big acts, Eartha Kitt, so forth, a lot of big acts in the 80s that we were producing and managing at the time. And then in the 90s, in 1984, I personally moved from New York to L.A., so I've been living now in L.A. since 1984. And then in the 90s, I started to expand from music to other branches of the entertainment industry. One was, with the internet came the online games, and then also licensing and exhibitions. So we've been doing exhibitions since 1996. Built major attractions throughout the world, like I mentioned, all these various exhibits. And then in about 10 years ago, I went to Rome. And, of course, in Rome, you go see the Vatican, and you go, of course, a must-see is the Sistine Chapel. And so a couple of friends of mine and I, we went to see it. And, of course, in the summer, long lines. And then once you get into the Sistine Chapel, you are, you know, there are a lot of crowds, a lot of people, and a lot of noise, no photos. And, of course, you have to see the original. But, you know, and it was, of course, the majestic 60 feet up high. And but you only were given 15, 20 minutes to go through. And I just felt that was not enough for me. And so since, you know, we're in the exhibition industry, I have a company doing those kind of attractions. I say, well, what is if I can get the high-resolution images from Michelangelo's frescoes? You know, there are the 33 frescoes at the ceiling, plus, of course, the Last Judgment. If I can get and license these images, why not bring these frescoes in a spectacular, artistically recreated way to people to be able to see them up close in the original size? A lot of people don't realize how big they are. Michelangelo spent 4 years plus, you know, painting them in the Sistine Chapel. Never left scaffolding. And then 20 years later, came back for another 5 years to paint the Last Judgment. So he spent, you know, almost 10 years of his life inside the Sistine Chapel. So to see all these beautiful, meaningful masterpieces, but to see them up close, that's really the key component of this exhibit. And people are this is one of our most successful exhibitions worldwide. We've been at the Cathedral in Vienna. We've been at the World Trade Center in New York. We've been at the Crystal Cathedral, now called Christ Cathedral, in Los Angeles. We in Orange County. We've been at the World Financial Center in Shanghai. First time ever that a religious themed exhibit was allowed into China. We've been at every major venue in the world, really. We just finished in Chicago. Did over 60,000 visitors there. So it is really a stunning up-close view of the frescoes, Michelangelo's frescoes at the Sistine Chapel. And think of it this way, you know, no pope ever has ever seen them, the frescoes from this close perspective. Unless, and we know no pope ever did, was climbing up the scaffolding. Right. So you're gonna get an exclusive view. Does that replace the fresco, the original? Absolutely not. But if you can't make it all the way to Rome, this is where you should start, and then maybe later you can make it to Rome. Or if you've been and seen the original Sistine Chapel, well, this will complete your experience. Because you can learn a lot about, you know, we have a wonderful audio guide that tells you about each fresco, everything that Michelangelo was trying to say, and you know, just messaging, even secret messaging going along. So it is really a fundamental, exciting, fundamental change of view, if you will, because you're going to feel like you're walking 10 feet underneath the ceiling.
Martin, kind of explain to the listeners and myself, because I honestly, this is jaw-dropping what you're talking about. You saw the fresco in Rome, and listeners, I've been to Rome too, so I have seen the frescoes, and he's absolutely right. You know, it's 60 feet up, and you are way down, and you can't take any pictures, and you are in awe. But how does one go from the awe of seeing the frescoes to saying, okay, how are we going to photograph them? How are we going to put them on these floor-to-ceiling murals? How do we work with the Vatican doing something like this? I think logistically, I'd be real curious as to how that all played out.
Well, you know, at first we had to find, in order to do these reproductions and the originals, justice, we had to find a material to print these on. It's a certain fabric that we actually found in Germany called Dekotec that gives you the look and feel of a fresco. Now, you know, a fresco is when the artist paints on wet plaster. And then when that plaster dries, it absorbs the color and the paint. And, you know, stays for hundreds and hundreds of years, even thousands of years, if you do restorations every 500 years, which the Vatican did, as you know, about 25 years ago. So, but in order to get that look and feel, we had to find that material. Also, the framing, most of these frescoes are about, you know, 10 by 20 feet each, creation of Adam. People don't realize how big they are because, again, they're up so high and, you know, they really look like a bigger stamp, at least from your point of view, from down from the floor. So what we've done is we have, we reproduce each fresco individually. It's then put on a frame and depending on the venue, if we have a 10,000 square foot venue, which is exactly the size of the Sistine Chapel, then we can put these frescoes in the same order as they are in the chapel. We even have a 40 by 40 foot reproduction of the Last Judgment. But a lot of venues just don't have a 40 foot ceiling. So in that case, we are using a 20 by 20 or 14 by 14 foot reproduction, which then would be the only non-original size, if you will. But if we have venues like at the World Trade Center, at the Oculus in New York, we put up the 40 by 40. Or at the State Fair in the Texas State Fair in Dallas, we had a building where we had actually 60, the height was 60 feet. So there we were able to put up the 40 by 40. But that said, we found the images at a major photo licensing agency called Bridgman that licensed these images or that represents these images from the Vatican or from the respective photographers. And because in order to reproduce them in that size, you have to have very high resolution images. And then you also need the ceiling in the Sistine Chapel is curved. So we had to, because, you know, you reproduce on a flat surface, we had to crop some of these images that was done. And now you put them together. If you have 10,000 square feet all at once, you put them together in a in the same order. If you don't, if the venue has 10 or 12,000 square feet, but it's divided in several rooms or in a different shape, then we adjust the space accordingly, because all these single individual frames are modular. So that's really how we manage to reproduce these. Also, all the images that we show are post-restoration, because after the restoration, you know, the colors are just way more vivid and clear than it was pre-restoration. Pre-restoration, the frescoes were a lot of them had cracks and had you know, were kind of fading. So all of our images are as they are, can be seen today, which is post-restoration.
Oh my gosh, I just can't even envision this. It's an immersion experience. That's the word that is used repeatedly with this, that you're just so right into all of this at the moment. How long did it take from the point where you found the high resolution images of this to getting it on to a canvas or a fresco or whatever we want to call it? How long did it take until you came up with, okay, we are now going to start doing an exhibit?
Well, I had the idea around 2013, and it took us almost 2 years to put all these components together, get the licensing, the design, the logistics, et cetera, ready. And then we opened in the summer of 2015. We opened at the Palais de Congrès, the convention center in Montreal. And then from there on, we toured the world. We now have 5 units touring the United States at the same time, and one in Asia and one in Europe. And there will be 2 more units added, because we're going to also be opening this late this fall in Mexico City, and then continue going down to South America. We've been in Bogota already. So we've been at the, by the way, the Pope went by our exhibit 2 years ago when we were at the World Youth Conference, the Catholic World Youth Conference in Panama. I think it was 2.5 years ago. So we're, as you can see, we're covering pretty much the whole world with this exhibit. So, the design is actually fairly, economical, if you will, because that allows us to go to as many communities and cities that we can. So this is not just something for the major cities. It's for as we say, for A, B, C, and D cities. So because it's affordable for venues and promoters and producers, local institutions to present this. So this allows us to go to smaller communities and to big communities. And I just looking at the schedule here, I know we'll also be opening in San Francisco next month. Actually, at the end of this month, we'll be opening at St. Mary's Cathedral, which is a pretty big landmark there in San Francisco. So, like I said, I was talking about the design. So it basically comes in 2 big crates. And it takes only 3 days, just the way it's designed, it only takes 3 days to set it up and 2 days to take it back down. So it makes it very economical to bring it to all communities. It's a big outreach. And it's not just limited to the big, big city venues. So we with this, we can go to every community in the world.
And we are so blessed that you are bringing it to Omaha, Nebraska, because our station, Siouxland Catholic Radio, reaches the tri-state area, which is Iowa, South Dakota, and Nebraska. And so many of our listeners could easily get down to Omaha, and that's why this is such an exciting exhibit to be able to talk to the listeners about. And again, listeners, I want to remind you that I have on the phone with me all the way from Brazil the individual who's the producer of the Sistine Chapel, the exhibition. It's coming to Omaha, Nebraska, Martin Bialas. And what a great background story. Any idea, Martin, how many thousands of people might have experienced the Sistine Chapel exhibit?
Oh, I mean, when we were in Vienna for 3 months at the cathedral there, we had 80,000 visitors. In Chicago, Chicago just closed 2 weeks ago, and we had 64,000 visitors. So if you add this up, I mean, I have to guess now, but we've been to probably 30 venues so far. So you're talking over, you know, a million visitors have already seen this. And so we hope, you know, and again, it's an affordable exhibit. It takes you to listen to the entire audio track. If you see everything, if you sit down and reflect, we have beautiful music, background music. We also have a little theater where you can see a lot of different videos about the Sistine Chapel and the history. So you can spend an easy 2 hours at the exhibit. And you know, all the information, by the way, is on a very very simple website name to remember. It's chapelsistine.com. Chapelsistine.com. You can see, you know, you can see all the beautiful pictures of different venues we've been at. So you get an idea how this looks like, and you can also get your tickets through that website and reserve your space. But you know, if you just want to come down, and walk-ups are always welcome. It has all the details there for you.
And listeners, as you know, if you listen to this program, we always take a short break just to give a shout out to our supporters, our underwriters, and we are so grateful that you have set your dials to Channel 88.1 FM and this show, Faith in Action. Again, I'm Joanne Fox. I'm the host of the show today. On the phone with me, all the way from Brazil, is Martin Bialas, and we are talking about Michelangelo's Sistine Chapel, the exhibition, which will be in Omaha from October 8th to January 1, 2022. So please stay tuned, because we will be right back.